For too long, the fertility market has been bewildering, overwhelming, and frankly, I think has downright ignored the needs and difficult experiences of the people they're supposed to be serving. Ovum has made it their mission to change this completely. Now, I am extremely choosy about who I promote on this podcast because I'm very protective of my listeners and audience, which is why you've probably only ever heard one spoken ad like this before. So it's with complete confidence, excitement, and pride that I can share this amazing company with you. Ovum care about you, truly. From creating products to support conception and fertility that are designed by doctors and backed by the latest science without cutting any corners, from adding access to meditations I've personally written and recorded inside their pregnancy test boxes, Ovum is founded by individuals who've navigated infertility themselves. I really couldn't be more proud to partner with them and tell you about them. Ovum is driven by the belief that everyone who is trying to conceive deserves better, and I am 100% behind this ethos. So head over to startwithovum.com and use code LIFERAFT10 for 10% off their tests and supplements.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this episode of Fertility Life Raft with me, Alice Rose. I am your mindset mentor and transformative coach. And today, it's just me. I'm just going to have a chat with you about this feeling of life being on hold while we're going through a fertility experience, journey, whatever you want to call it. And this is something that I found so, so bloody difficult when I was going through my own time trying to bring a baby home. And I remember watching everybody else move on, everybody else get pregnant, everybody else have second babies, third babies sometimes, and I couldn't even get pregnant. And it felt like you are just sort of stuck on this rock and you are trying everything to get off it. You're trying to, you know, form some sort of literally like form a raft and jumping on, and then you keep getting capsized and you have to go back to your rock. And that's what it feels like. It feels like you continually are just kind of smack back where you started at square one while everyone else is just moving on. And you feel like you're on hold, you feel like you can't make decisions, you feel like you can't go on holiday, you can't leave your job, you can't do bloody anything, because everything, all decisions lie on what's going to happen. And you don't know whether it's going to work, you don't know when your treatment might be starting, you don't know if you're going to be able to afford to do whatever it is that you want to do. So you end up feeling not just stuck and on hold, but like incredibly frustrated, left behind, isolated, all of this stuff. So one of the questions I get asked most is, how do I move past my life feeling like it's on hold whilst I'm on the path of undergoing fertility treatment? And also, I want to say, like, it might not be that you're even in treatment, it might just be that you are trying to bring a baby home in whatever way and you are feeling like your life is on hold. So I have to say, first of all, I did really shift how I felt about this. So I'm just going to put that out there right at the start, that there is hope, that there is a way, a new way to feel as you're going through all of this. And that's not ever to gaslight, like, how hard it is, the impact of it, the profound impact of it on your mental health, on your finances, on your choices. It's always honouring that, while at the same time offering you an invitation to consider different mindsets and different thought patterns that we can work on, that we can process and that we can use to really change how we feel day to day. So first of all, what I would do if you were a coaching client of mine and we were in a one-to-one, I would just get everything out on the table here, because every single person I speak to one-to-one has a slightly different situation, and there are different factors which are contributing to them feeling like their life is on hold. So first of all, I would chat to you, and I'm just going to ask you right now to like think about, what does it mean to you? Like, what does on hold actually mean? What does that mean to you? It might not just be the fact that you're feeling on hold. It might be that you are also just in grief for the things that you feel like you might have lost too. So we need to look at what's coming up for you, and have we done enough kind of honouring of any grief that's coming up for a life that you feel like you should have been leading over this time and that you haven't been. So what makes you feel on hold? Let's write everything down. That's the start. And then what we would do is look at what would need to change without an external influence, like bringing a baby home today. What would need to change in order for you to feel like you weren't on hold? We're just kind of investigating here. We're on a bit of a journey of thinking about what would need to change. So let's not add too much into it, but let's just think about it, because it'll be a bit different for everyone. But for example, let's imagine that you're not going on holiday because of timing or money, or you're staying in a job because you feel like you need to get the maternity pay benefits. So I want you to really think about the impact of these choices on your mood, on your energy, on your time, on your ability to feel like you. Life on hold often feels frustrating and upsetting because we're convinced that we have to wait for life to work out in the way we want it to in order for us to feel happy or like we're growing or moving on. And actually, I think two things can be true at the same time. So you can feel desperately sad and want this to happen so much, and you can also live your life at the same time. You can make choices which align with your values. You can look at what's bringing you the most challenges. You can live life. You can get out of your comfort zone if you want to. And you can explore things outside of the blueprint, because life is going to continue to happen anyway. So it's really up to us to call back the pieces of ourselves that did get lost, that are on hold. And what would the version of you who was living a full and happy life be doing if you didn't believe you were on hold? What would the version of you who was living a full and happy life be doing if you didn't believe you were on hold? Is it possible even to imagine it? So whenever you're doing this kind of questioning, you are probably going to get a lot of resistance, okay? You might even be feeling a bit resistant towards me right now. And you'll probably get a lot of thoughts thinking, well, what's the point in this? The only thing that's going to make me feel like life is moving on is if things go to plan. My invitation to you is just to gently question this. Is it helpful to listen to this thought, or is that keeping you stuck even more? Because it's the repetition of the feeling of being stuck which can entrench it even more fully. So what if we look at the internal movement available for us instead of external for a moment? Internal growth, internal exploration of self. And I don't want you to look at anyone else's experience and compare how you're managing right now. I just want you to focus on your own, because I was fully in resistance myself until it got to the point where I just couldn't carry on feeling like I was stuck anymore. I had to change something. And that, for me, just came in the form of quite dramatic inner growth and huge mindset shifts, which changed my life. Changed my life then, it changed my life forever. And for me, that was about 9 years ago now that I truly felt this shift by really living my life, even though I was still in the unknown, still in the uncertainty. I didn't know how my story was going to end, but I had to change my thought patterns, and I had to change how I was doing, because I was getting myself so isolated and frustrated and sad, and I felt so on hold and so left behind. I had to change something. And it's why I do what I do now. It's why I am so passionate about it and have become just a complete geek in how it happens, because it turns out it's really all neuroscience. It's rewiring our brains and our neural pathways. It's learning about how to soothe our nervous system. It's understanding that we do have more choice, autonomy in how we're thinking than we are taught at school. We've got this like incredible piece of kit in our heads, our brains, and even when we get quite good at mindset stuff, there's still like huge big pieces of our brains that we're not using. And listen, this is compassionate work here, so everything I do, everything I invite you to consider is done with the deepest of empathy and compassion, because I understand how unique this experience is of wanting to bring a baby home so much. And I don't know what you've been through, but the people who come into my world, the women I support and the men, have often been through incredibly challenging times. And at the same time, it might be that you're quite early on in your journey and you're feeling worried about how you're going to cope. But I want to put it to you that there is hope. There is hope that you can get through it in a way that feels gentle, self-compassionate, and also allows you to live your life at the same time. So I really believe that a part of accessing this can be done when you've got the right support and the right expertise, community and connection. So I'd love to invite you to join me on my free challenge, which is the Gentle Mindset Challenge. I am starting that this week. If you're listening to this in the future, then just come back to the website and see what we've got going on now. But right now, this week, is the Gentle Mindset Challenge. And you can sign up at fertilityliferaft.com/gentle or head to the show notes. There's going to be 3 live calls this week, plus a bonus connection call as well, where I'm going to be teaching you ways that you can change how you feel about the uncertainty and the unknown, friends and family, and hope, finding it, reframing it, and keeping it. And the last time I ran this gorgeous challenge was a couple of years ago now, so I'm absolutely delighted to be bringing it back for you this year. You're going to gain so much from each call, and if you can't make the live sessions, everything's recorded for you anyway. So if you want to stay anonymous, you can. If you want to join the free pop-up group, you can. It's not on social media. And whatever stage of the journey you're at, you are so welcome to join us. There's no criteria. If you're trying to bring a baby home and it's feeling really difficult, then you are very welcome to come along. I hope that some of the chat that I have shared today has given you some food for thought. If you've got questions, if you've got thoughts, if you've got things that you want to ask me about this, you can just get in touch with me at Fertility Life Raft is our Instagram account. You can also send me a message on at This Is Alice Rose, where I also hang out, or email us hello@fertilityliferaft.com. I'd really love to hear your thoughts about this episode and how you feel about living life when you're going through all of this and what you can do about it. I really hope that I see you at the Gentle Mindset Challenge. Any questions at all, just get in touch and we'll see you there. Take care.